Without fail, every time we speak on the state of the dead, what happens to those that have gone on to meet the Lord, this question always comes up. Where is Enoch and where is Elijah? Now, the reason that question always comes up is because we are of the opinion from our study of the scripture that the dead know nothing, that the dead are resting, asleep in the dust until the resurrection of the saints. Now, before you can really glean from this video, you would almost owe it to yourself to watch our first video entitled, What Really Happens to the Dead. If you've listened to that video, then you're ready for this video. You're ready to hear my teaching on where is Enoch and where is Elijah. Many people think they know the answer to that. They've been in the church all their life, and they just know right off the top of their head that Enoch was translated, and he's not. He's in heaven now, and so forth and so on. I'm hoping that you'll take time to listen and learn the truth. One thing about it, one of us is wrong. One of us is right. There's only two opinions. Enoch's either in heaven or he's not. One of those answers is right. And the Word of God gives us the answer if you would just take time to learn it and study that answer with me. To start this lesson off, if you believe that Enoch is in heaven, as most Christians believe, if you believe that he was translated to heaven, and that's where he is right now, then you must believe that there is discrepancy in the Word of God. That's the only way you can believe that Enoch is in heaven right now. You will have to be open to the idea that God's Word has a discrepancy in it. Now, hopefully you know better than that. Hopefully you know that God's Word is perfect from cover to cover and that there is no discrepancy. So, if you believe that, then I would like to present you a problem from the very start of this study. Would you turn in your Bibles and look with your own eyes to John chapter 3, verse 13. Now, Enoch was translated. There's no doubt about it. But the question is, where did he go? Was he immediately taken to heaven? No. Because if he was, then we have a major problem when we get to John 3 and 13. Read it with me. No man has ever ascended to heaven except he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man. Now, these are Jesus' own words in John 3 and 13. Only him, Christ Jesus, has ascended to heaven. No other man is in heaven. Now, if that's the case, then where is Enoch? Do you see the discrepancy with your own eyes? No man is in heaven except Jesus Christ, according to his own words. If that's the case, what are you going to do now? You cannot ignore the plain, simple scripture that tells us plainly from the words of Yeshua's mouth that no man besides Jesus is in heaven. That's as plain as it gets. All right, so we do have that discrepancy. How do we explain it? It's very easy. Let's talk about Enoch. The Bible says he walked with God in Genesis 5:22. And Enoch walked with God after he begat Methuselah 300 years, and he begat sons and daughters. Now here was a man, Enoch, that was not like the other men of his day. He pleased God. He walked with God. He was a preacher of righteousness, hated in his day, hated because of his message, just like so many preachers today that preach the truth, that people would rather see you dead than alive. Enoch was a preacher of righteousness. He had faith, because in Hebrews 11 and 6 it says, without faith it's impossible to please God. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So therefore we know that Enoch walked with God. We know he obeyed God, he kept the commandments, and he followed him in the paths of faith. No one can walk with God like Enoch unless he is in agreement with the will of God and doing the will of God. Because Amos the prophet said in Amos 3 and 3, can two walk together unless they agree? So evidently Yahweh and Enoch agreed with one another. So in his generation, in the time that Enoch lived on the earth, in his generation, Enoch was the only recorded person who followed the ways of God. Even though it took him 65 years to learn to walk with God, he did it for 300 years. In other words, for the first 65 years of his life, he was like everyone else around him, God haters, rebellious, until he begat Methuselah. And then he started walking with God. Something happened in the life of Enoch that gave him a great salvation experience, if you will. Something changed. Now, how long did he walk with God? The scripture says that he walked with God after he begat Methuselah for 300 years. So Enoch followed God's ways for 300 years. Notice that Moses did not record that Enoch is still walking with God. It's very important. But notice what Moses wrote. Enoch walked, past tense, with God for 300 years. So if Enoch has been translated and gone to heaven, why is it not written that he is still walking with God? Moses could have written that. Could he have not have? Could he not have written, and Enoch walked with God and is walking with God? No, that's not what he wrote. In Genesis 5:23, he put all the days of Enoch were 365 years. The Bible said all of his days, all of his life was 365 years. Now, if Enoch didn't die, if he was changed to immortality and just continued to walk with God, then his days would have been much more than 365 years. But the Bible plainly says that all his days, every one of them, were just that many and no more. What about his translation? Does that mean he did not die? That's why some people carelessly assume this without any real Bible study. Now remember, Moses did not write that Enoch did not die. See, that's something that most people, they forget. Moses did not write in the Torah that Enoch did not die. Here's what he wrote, Genesis 5:24. Verbatim, Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. Where in that verse does it say Enoch did not die? It doesn't. It says he walked with God, and he was not, and God took him. Now, Paul records the exact same event in Hebrews 11 and 5. Here's what Paul says. Enoch was not found because God had translated him. Well, there you go, Brother Vaughn. God translated him. Hold tight. The scripture records, this is all that it records, that Enoch was not found because God took him or translated him. The Bible does not say that Enoch went to heaven when he was translated. See, that's something we add to the scripture. You will never find anywhere that says Enoch went to heaven. It's not written anywhere. It's assumed everywhere, but it's not written anywhere. All it says is he was not found. And that's key. Because certainly Enoch was translated. But what does the word translated mean? In your mind, you automatically think it means translated. Some spiritual hooky-pooky, whoof, gone. That's what we think translated meant. But let's read the original Greek word for translate. It's simply metatithemi. And according to the Arntz Gingrich Greek English Lexicon in the 1969 edition, the primary meaning of translate is simply to convey from one place to another. All right. The same Greek word is translated as carried over in Acts chapter 7, verse 16. Exact same word. Exact same Greek word, but a different translation, which now is carried over. In another place, it's translated. Acts 7, 16. Here we read that after Jacob died, his body was carried over. Now that's the exact same Greek word as we get for translate in the other verse. Exact same word, but now it means carried over. Again, Acts 7, 16. Jacob died, his body was carried over or transported or translated to Shechem where he was buried. That's what your Bible says, that Jacob was translated to Shechem or transported to Shechem or carried over to Shechem. That's what your Bible says. That is why Moses said that God took Enoch. God removed Enoch. God translated, God transported Enoch so that he was not found. God took Enoch and buried Enoch. In Deuteronomy 34 and 6, we read how God took Moses and did the exact same thing. The exact same thing in Deuteronomy 34 and 6. We read that God took Moses from the people after he died and buried by God. God, the angel of God, probably Michael, took Moses and buried his body or translated his body, transferred his body, or carried his body over. It's all the exact same word. And it says in Deuteronomy 34 and 6, but no man knows where his grave is to this day because God removed Moses. God translated Moses and he was not found either. So Enoch was not made immortal after all. He was taken away and was not found. All his days were 365, and that's as long as Enoch lived. Notice another proof that translate does not mean to make you immortal, that you go off into heaven somewhere. It's found in Colossians 1 and 13. Says he has delivered us from the power of darkness and has translated us into the kingdom of his dear son. Didn't make us immortal. It didn't bring us to heaven. It just carried us over from darkness to light. Now let's go see what your Bible says. Not your preacher, not your mama, not Brother Vaughn. Let's go see what your Bible says. Enoch is included by Paul in Hebrews chapter 11 among the fathers of the faith that obtained a good report through faith. But in Hebrews 11 and 39, here's what Paul says about Enoch and all these other men of faith. He says, these all, having obtained a good report through faith, received not the promise. What promise? Eternal life is the promise. They had the hope of eternal life, but they did not receive it. They died without receiving that promise. Enoch is included in that list in Hebrews 11 of those that died in the faith. So therefore, Enoch is one of these all who have not yet obtained the promise of eternal life. Enoch and all the men that were worthy of old will receive the promise of eternal life at the return of Christ, the same time that you receive it, according to Hebrews 11 and verse 40. And that is yet in the future. So since Enoch did not inherit eternal life, he can only be dead. That is exactly what Paul writes in Hebrews 11, 13. Paul says Enoch died. Notice, these all died in the faith. Who were these all that he's talking about? Go read Hebrews 11 and 1 through 12 and you get the whole list. Abel, Enoch, Noah, the patriarchs and their wives. Enoch is included in the entire list. Then in verse 13, Paul proved that they had not inherited the promise by saying these all died in the faith. But what did Paul mean in that previous verse when he said Enoch should not see death? It's an interesting twist that requires a studious mind to make it all fit together, because we, starting back with what Jesus said, no man has ascended to heaven. So if we know that, what did Paul mean that Enoch would not see death? Well, first of all, remember, he only lived 365 years. There is more than one death in the scriptures. And the first death that's mentioned is when we all die in this body. The second death is if we don't receive eternal life, we die that eternal death. Now, we have to find out which death Paul is referring to. The first death is appointed unto all men. That death cannot be humanly evaded. It is inevitable. That death, Enoch died, as we've already proven. But Paul was not writing about that death. The phrase should not see death, remember that, should not see, is in the conditional tense of the verb, having reference to a future event. It is not in the past tense that he did not see death, but that he should not see death. So this death that Enoch escaped by being translated is one that he can escape in the future. Now Jesus says in John 8:51, verily I say unto you, if a man keeps my saying, he shall never see death. Okay, read it again. John 8:51. If a man keeps my saying, and we know that Enoch did, if he keeps my commandments, he shall never see death. And then John 11:26, whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. This death is the one that can be escaped through eternal life. Enoch had that faith. He believed God, walked with God, obeyed God, kept the sayings of God. Enoch kept the sayings because Jesus did not speak of himself. He spoke of what his Father commanded him. Enoch kept those commandments. Now we can understand Hebrews 11 and 5. By faith, Enoch was translated or carried over and buried that he should not see death, and was not found because God had moved him. This verse plainly mentions two translations. Examining this verse fact by fact, we notice that Enoch had faith and was translated. This translation, this removal, this transference was on the condition of his faith. Now, what translation mentioned in the Bible is on the condition of faith? Colossians 1:13. For he's delivered us from the power of darkness and translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son. Enoch had translating faith to not see death. Now, before we continue, let's go to Acts chapter 2 and verse 29. And this is talking about the patriarch David. It says, men and brethren, let me speak freely to you of the patriarch David, that he is both dead and buried, and his grave is with us to this day. Now, when you skip down to verse 34, for David has not ascended into heaven. Now, don't you think if anybody should be in heaven right now, it would be the great King David? No, he is dead and in the grave, just like Enoch was. Now, why did Enoch have such a short life? Enoch's life was cut very short. Enoch actually died a very young man. Unlike anyone else in that era, Enoch died very, very young. We read in Genesis 5:23 that he lived 365 years. That is the shortest lifespan described. The shortest lifespan described besides Enoch is the lifetime of Lamech, which was 777 years. 777, isn't that interesting? Now, Lamech is 777 years is the earliest lifespan besides Enoch. So look at this vast difference in those days. Enoch's 365, okay? Lamech is 777. That's almost a 300-year difference in lifespan, all right? Now, let me just make it plain for you. Adam lived 930 years. Seth, 912 years. Enos, E-N-O-S, 905 years. Canaan, 910. Mahalalel, 895 years. Jared, 962. And then all of a sudden, Enoch, 365. I want you to think about this. Methuselah, 969 years. Lamech, 777. Noah, 950 years. So why was Enoch's days only 365? Well, while we were not there, and we cannot give a definite answer, we do find something very interesting over in the book of Genesis chapter 4, verse 23 through verse 24. Here we find an evil son of Cain by the name of Lamech. He's a descendant of Cain, boasted to his two wives in Genesis 4, 23 through 24. I have killed a man to my wounding, and a young man to my hurt. If Cain be avenged sevenfold, truly Lamech 70 and sevenfold. Now, the man, Enoch at age 365, would certainly be considered a young man in his generation. Now remember, Enoch walked with God, And according to Jude, verse 14 and 15, he preached of the coming of Christ to execute judgment and to convict the ungodly. He was in fact a preacher of righteousness. We all know God's message has never been popular. As a servant of God, Enoch undoubtedly convicted and enraged many by his message. His life was in danger. Finally, that ungodly generation tolerated Enoch's preaching no longer. By comparing Lamech's saying with the age of Enoch at his death, we may deduce from Scripture that Lamech, by himself or with a mob, stilled Enoch's voice by murder. Now, don't think this is strange or unusual. Hebrew tradition reveals that Noah, the great-grandson of Enoch, had to flee for his life in order to carry out the work of God. Josephus in the Antiquities of the Jews wrote the following, "But Noah was very uneasy at what they did, and being displeased at their conduct, persuaded them to change their dispositions and their acts for the better. But seeing they did not yield to him, but were slaves to their wicked pleasures, he was afraid they would kill him, together with his wife and children and those they had married, so he departed out of the land." Why did Noah think they would kill him? Because maybe that's what happened to his grandfather, another preacher of righteousness, Enoch. Is it possible God allowed Enoch to be martyred, but he would not permit his body to be desecrated on public display, and therefore God physically removed Enoch's body so that he was not found? He was not. Ladies and gentlemen, the Bible is perfect. You cannot have contradicting scriptures. And what I have laid out to you is the only plausible answer concerning Enoch, because the Bible never says he went to heaven. It says the complete opposite, that no man is in heaven except Jesus Christ. Hopefully that helps you. I'll do another video and release it entitled, "What Happened to Elijah?" God bless you.